Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
This week, we continue our conversation about socially responsible investing.
As we said in last week's episode, socially responsible investing, or SRI, offers an investor the chance to direct their money to corporations and other entities whose work they wish to promote for the greater good, whatever the greater good might mean to the individual investor.
For some, the greater good may be investing in companies which develop tools for education or green energy, for example. While for others, it may have more to do with getting a great return on investment while avoiding companies that deal with addictive substances like tobacco or alcohol.
This is a process called screening, and it goes along with what Ashley and I say every week. The foundation of financial literacy is planning. If you screen well, you'll have the best chance to know that your money is working for you the way you want it to.
Screening both identifies the companies one wishes to support, as well as eliminates companies that are involved with what the investor might consider to be socially irresponsible. These two distinct types of screening are called positive and negative.
Positive, or inclusionary screening, favors companies with strong records in socially responsible or environmentally conscious activities. Negative screening tends to exclude companies that work with addictive substances or weapons manufacturing, for example. Negative screening was the first basis of most of SRI work. But as it became more sophisticated, investors realized they had the tools to actually seek out companies they liked.
So what happens once you're invested in these companies? One thing that's easy to forget is that corporations are actually comprised of people.
Now, this is not the same as the controversial corporations are people philosophy put into law by the Supreme Court and Citizens United. Instead, it means that as a shareholder, you do have a voice, however small, in the actions of the company. This, of course, depends on the policies of the respective companies, but by owning a bit of a company, you essentially have a vote.
Right. It is possible in investing situations for shareholders to own enough stock, either by themselves or within an organized group, to take over the majority of the company itself and control the company's direction. While that may not be your goal when investing, having a voice in an organization you support can be a potentially great benefit of SRI.
A good place to start researching companies and funds that may be appropriate for your SRI investing approach is socialfunds.com. It lists an incredible amount of mutual funds, which can be sorted by such categories as social issues, but also performance. And essentially, it gives you a checklist of activities these companies do and do not participate in.
Proponents of SRI say that the extra screening that goes into the stocks promotes better return. And this has been proven to be true, but not in a statistically significant way. The point is, if it's something you're interested in, it will likely be as profitable as standard investing.
The Forum for Sustainable and Responsible Investment at ussif.org is another great one-stop shop for SRI information. It includes presentations that shed more light on this subject, a web space to promote community investment, and tips for both beginners and the advanced investor.
So many Americans say they're unsure of not only the economy, but also their personal finances. Learning basic investing skills and participating in SRI is a way to teach you more about finances, potentially increase your earnings, and give you the chance to participate in supporting companies whose work you admire. Before you start, do more research. Check out the websites we mentioned or visit investopedia.com or the library for more information.
Or, if you're already an investor, talk to your financial advisor or portfolio manager about SRI options. For now, I'm Jason Evans Groth from the Monroe County Public Library.
And I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for community radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.